Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News Package for today, Wednesday, July 30th. I am Arlene Gregoire with the Q95 News Team. In our headline stories, a DLP working without the help of the opposition, says Daru. In news from the region, Cuba develops a new sustainable agriculture program. And internationally, House Republicans to vote to sue President Obama. When the news complements the Courts Dominica Limited, JS Defense and Company Limited, and Dragon Windows. Stay tuned, details of these stories and more coming right up.
Your style, your taste, your look. As individual as you are. Find the furniture piece that's right for you, only at Courts. Choose from our wide selection of fresh new designs, luxurious comfort, and contemporary elegance. Best of all, it's more affordable than you think. So create the room that's all about you. Come into Courts today, where furniture is fashionable. Courts, bringing value home.
Time in our shoe department at Asafan Supercenter. Bring your feet to our shoe department on the first floor and get up to 30% off on selected items. Just look for the Starburst sign throughout the department and buy those shoes you always wanted. Promotion begins July 28th and ends August 2nd.
Hurry!
While stocks last, terms and conditions apply. Asafan.
Be well protected in this hurricane season with Dragon Windows. Big sale on products. Up to 25% discount on rolling shutters, railings, and fencing order. Up to 15% discount on customized windows and doors order. Check out great deals at Dragon Windows Focoli.
Dragon Windows,
located only at Focoli, offers you the best value for your money. Get strong, durable, quality UPVC windows from Dragon Windows. Call 448-0253 or 275-7372.
Promotion ends on August 31st. Dragon Windows.
And welcome back to your Midday News Package. Education officials say a new primary schools may be on the card for Calibishi. Education Minister Peter Seja told the parliament on Tuesday that a contract has been issued for the demolition of the existing facility. He says work is also progressing on the new state-of-the-art Newtown Primary School.
We are focused on the Calibishi Primary School, where a contract has been issued for the demolition of the Calibishi Primary School, of course, with the plan of constructing a new school in Calibishi. At Newtown Primary, Madam Speaker, the construction works are ongoing, commenced on the 14th on April, in April, towards the end of April, costing the state some $7,553,653.12 a state-of-the-art school. And again, we want to thank our friends of the People's Republic of China. We want to thank them for the gift that they have given to the Commonwealth of Dominica, the people of Dominica, and in particular, the people of the Newtown area.
Education Minister Peter Seja. With only 31% of registered voters in the Kalinago territory turning out to vote, six individuals have been elected to take their seat on the Kalinago Council. Elections in the territory were held on Monday, July 28, 2014. 18 candidates contested the election, with 621 residents casting a ballot. 29 of those ballots were rejected. Jumadin Frederick topped the elections with 309 votes, with Patrick Hill securing 302 votes, Matthias Valmond 214 votes, Theodore Williams 263 votes, and Rennie August and Gerald Langley both capturing 176 votes. The new council will be inaugurated in August alongside the Carib Chief-Elect Charles Williams. A musician in one of the most popular Buyo bands on the island may have escaped being at the center of a child abuse sexual matter. Q95 News has recently learned that the mother of a 15-year-old girl filed a report against that musician last weekend, claiming that he had gotten her 15-year-old daughter pregnant. We have also been reliably informed that the band member was taken into police custody and questioned. But just one day after the police launched their investigations, the mother of that young girl opted to discontinue the matter. Reliable sources tell Q95 News that the girl's mother went back to the Criminal Investigations Department, the CID, and withdrew her initial complaint. No word on what type of resolution, if any, has been reached in that matter. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett says the absence of the opposition in Parliament during the debate on the 2014 and 2015 national budget is a clear indication of what kind of government the United Workers' Party would make. Prime Minister Skerrett made these remarks as he wrapped up a debate on the national budget in the House of Assembly on Tuesday night. Members of the opposition walked out of Parliament one day after it started when the government side successfully passed a motion suspending United Workers' Party Senator Danny Lugay until his legal matter has been settled, and they never returned. Prime Minister Skerrett told the Parliament on Tuesday night that this kind of behavior by the opposition United Workers' Party is typical of a party with no interest in its people.
They've not been in Parliament. It's not surprising to us because these guys have no interest in Dominicans. They have no interest in the sufferings of Dominicans. They have no interest in creating opportunities for the unemployed of Dominica. They have no interest in finding solutions to the issues confronting Dominicans and Dominica. None whatsoever. So if you're in opposition and you behave in that way, far more when you become in charge. If you become in charge, Madam Speaker, you have security officers who have to stand up in the hot sun to earn a living. Farmers have to go into the mountains, Madam Speaker, in the mountains of Salisbury, in the mountains of Penville, Madam Speaker, day and morning in Vegas to earn a living. And these men, they do not show up for work, and they first to go and get their salary at the end of the month.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett, a debate on the 2014-2015 national budget, came to a close on a Tuesday night. Meantime, MP for the Petit-Savanne constituency, Dr. Kenneth Daru, has also told Parliament that the non-appearance by the opposition is a sign of their contempt for doing the work of the people. According to Daru, the move is a sharp disparity from what is seen from the members on the government side. Speaking in Parliament on Monday, Daru says the Dominica Labour Party government has been working on behalf of the people of Dominica without the help of the United Workers' Party.
But as they say, Mr. Speaker, the show must go on, and yes, it would be the House must go on. And for the past 4 years, we have done the people's business without any contribution from the opposition. So they being there or they not being there, it really doesn't make a difference, because the opposition cannot take credit for any meaningful contribution towards the country's development for the past 4 to 5 years, Mr. Speaker. And the results, of course, of the last general election in 2009, showed that. And the result in 2000, whenever it's called, Mr. Speaker, is going to show that the Dominica electorate is aware of what's at stake because of the no contest, the no show of the opposition and the lives. And we need to continue doing the work, Mr. Speaker, because the lives and the survival of many of our people depend on this Labour Party administration remaining in power, Mr. Speaker.
A member of Parliament for the Petit-Savanne constituency, Dr. Kenneth Daru. And that was all local news for this morning. And news from the region, a new sustainable agriculture program is underway in Cuba, aimed at enhancing the production and marketing chain. funded by European and non-government organizations such as the Swiss Development and Cooperation Agency and the Dutch Humanistic Institute for Cooperation. The project was launched 9 months ago in four entities in seven Cuban provinces, particularly in the areas of apiculture and the development of fruits and vegetables. Program Director Juan Perez Lamas said that actions included in the project in support of sustainable agriculture are underway in all agricultural methods on the island, including state farms. As immediate benefits yielded by the project, Perez referred to the setting up of small processing plants at citrus fruit farms, which are expected to start operations later this year, since all the necessary equipment is already on the island. The project also includes the certification of organic production, which do not use chemicals as fertilizers or pest control agents. And internationally, the United States House of Representatives is set to pass legislation authorizing it to sue President Barack Obama for what Republican leaders describe as his overreach of authority. The resolution is expected to pass the Republican-controlled chamber in a party-line vote on Wednesday. It says its sponsors say Mr. Obama exceeded his powers when he delayed an insurance deadline in his health care law. The president's aides say the prospective suit is a political stunt. Mr. Obama's Democratic allies say it is legally groundless and will cost taxpayers millions of dollars and has only been devised to rally the Obama-hating Republican base ahead of the November midterm elections. The White House says the president has acted within his constitutional authority as chief executive of the U.S. government, and Democrats have sought to raise money off the issue by warning that the suit is a prelude to impeachment proceedings. And this has been the afternoon's midday news package, but first a recap of the headlines. DLP working without the help of the opposition, says Adaru. In news from the region, Cuba develops a new sustainable agriculture program. And internationally, House Republicans to vote to sue President Obama. Once again, the news compliments the Courts Dominica Limited, J. Astefan & Company Limited, and Dragon Windows. If you missed any of the news packages, log on to the website at www.q95da.com. View the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. I am Marlene Gregor with the Q95 News Teams. Good afternoon.